swim in the sea. You don't have to build white towers. You are as happy as you see.
I love you.
Lord Sutch and heavy friends, including Jimmy Page, John Bonham, Jeff Beck, Noel Redding and Nicky Hopkins. The album sleeve has got Lord Sutch's Union Jack painted Rolls Royce. I'll pop a picture of that on today's page at towardtheunknownregion.com. Lord Sutch, 'cause I love you. Interesting for fans of Tedia, this was the month that Atlantic Records changed the numbering scheme for their singles. Instead of starting with 584, it began with 2091. And this one from Lord Sutch should have been 2091006, but the only copies ever seen have got the old catalogue system, 584321. There we are, a mine of information. Les has disappeared. And we began with It's a Beautiful Day and Soapstone Mountain on CBS Records. Let's listen to the B-side of that Lord Sutch and Heavy Friends single. This is called Thumping Beat.
Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
Ooh.
little sisters of the sun, lit candles in the rain, fed the world on oats and raisins, candles in the rain, lit the fire to the soul who never knew its friend. Maya Baba lives again, candles in the rain. To be there was to remember, so lay it down again. Oh, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down again. Men can live as brothers, candles in the rain.
Single edit of Lay Down. That's on the A side of the single. The B side was Candles in the Rain, the title track to the album. I love that album. That, you were asking me the other day for my top 10 LPs or records that mean the most to me. And that album definitely is one that meant the most to me. I think it was Jez Bowles lent it to me, and he probably got it off somebody else. And I got home, and it was a perfect... I didn't live in a bedsitter. I was only sort of 14, 15 years old, but I was on my own. in my bedroom listening to that, and I and it is the perfect bed sitter album for sad teenagers.
Well, I haven't heard it since them days. I can't believe that I haven't heard it for so long.
No, that's a beautiful album, that is, Les. And while you were gone, we also heard both sides of the Lord Sutch single, 'Cause I Love You, and Thumping Beat. And we found something out about the streets of London, which my ignorance, I didn't know. And it is, Les, but Ralph McTell...
Streets of London was written by Ralph McTell about his early days when he was a busker, when he first set out, actually, in the streets of London. It just reflected his early times.
Yeah, but his version wasn't actually released until, what was it, 74?
No, 1974. It was actually... The single came out in 1974, but that track was actually on that album, released on the album in 1969.
Back to 69, so you see...
Come back 5 years later.
Me and I, ignorant, was almost accusing Ralph of not writing it. Dear, oh dear. This is...
Yeah, no. Well, there we go.
This is Fairfield...
It's amazing what you can find out on the... And the wobbier wobbier in it.
Yes, don't believe everything that I tell you out of my head. There's a lot of fake news up there. This is going to be Fairfield Parlour. I cannot believe this is from 1970. Fairfield Parlour used to be called Kaleidoscope. And this is their... They had a hit with this single. Yeah. It was later reissued on Prism Records. But here is the original on the Vertigo record label. I think this would have been VO3, but they changed their numbering scheme, so it became 6059003, and Bordeaux Rosé. Wouldn't mind if you do pour one, please, Les.
Fill my glass to overflowing. Make me smile with your smile. Take my hand amongst the darkness, for we have a little while. Bordeaux Rosé, take us away. Make the room begin to sway. Make us forget about tomorrow. Do what you will with us. Make something of today. Let us both drink to this moment that it's held forever near. Pour the wine across my face, then bring the bottle over here. Bordeaux Rosé, take us away. Make the room begin to sway. Make us forget about tomorrow. Do what you will with us. Make something of today. We are swimming far beneath the scarlet glow, as if you didn't know. Ah, as if you didn't know. Forget about tomorrow. Do what you will with us. Make something of today. Bordeaux Rosé, take us away. Make the room begin to sway. Make us forget about tomorrow. Do what you will with us. Make something of today.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com.
such a beautiful state. Like it before,
and if it is real,
let it go on and on nevermore. Felt it start, get a hold on my heart. It was like something tight gripping me. Felt it go from my head to my toes. What a a beautiful state.
You're as old as Les and I. Wow. You may remember that one from Radio North Sea International. Wow. Being played quite a bit. Judas Jump with the name of the band, featuring Andrew Bown, who I think used to be in Status Quo.
Yeah, Andy Bown.
Was it the Herd?
Yeah, Andy Bown. Hang on. Henry Spinetti. Who else was there on there? Just a minute. I've got to put it up in a minute. And Adrian Williams and Mike Smith. Of course, Andy Bown and Henry Spumetti were both with The Herd.
The Herd, that was it.
With
right.
Peter Frampton. And then Andy Bown went on to play with Status Quo for a while. Then he did a few albums with Pink Floyd and latterly Roger Waters.
And he also recorded the title to the children's TV programme Tarot, Ace of Wands. And that was released this year.
Oh,
so,
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So no doubt in a few weeks' time, we will have the pleasure of listening to that theme tune. So that was Judas Jump on Parlophone. And prior to that, it was the Fairfield Parlour and Bordeaux Rosé. Now, we've got to have some silence. It's another one that was only ever played on Radio North Sea, RNI. You're definitely going to know this, Les, and everyone else out there who was around at the time, and it's carried on being associated with offshore radio. It's by someone called Peter. I think it's turned out his surname was Hallett, but I could be proved wrong. It's on Sonnet Records, as was the one we played at the start of the programme, Brett Marvin and the Thunderbolts. So on Sonnet Records, it's Peter and a tune called Peace. I'm going to turn both of us off because it's a really good start, this one is.
Peace. he told me to sit anywhere, but I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a chair.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
This moment is different from any before it. This moment is different. It's now, it's now. And if you don't kiss me, that kiss is untasted. I'll never, no, never get it back, get it back. But why should I want to? I'll be in the next moment, sweet lover, sweet now, sweet now. Tell me about the walls of this room. I hear it torn.
my gosh and golly, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, heavens, heavens, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, I say no.
Oh, no.
Oh, oh, oh no. Each note it each note it's now.
The incredible string band and one of the most battered singles of the week on Elektra Records, and the incredible string band definitely not destined to trouble the charts with the single edit of This Moment.
Incredible string band, they were more of a theatrical band than anything. They played quite a lot of things in the 70s along with they had various session people along, including Pete Townsend and loads of other people used to play with them. But going on from Woodstock, they were due to appear there on the Friday evening, I think it was. The night when it rained, and they refused to go on, and their slot was taken over by Melanie, who went on to play Candle in the Rain, actually, at that particular venue. And they appeared the next day, but because it was in the middle of a hard rock set, I can't remember who was in between them, they never actually got filmed. So it was, if had they been there on Friday night, they would have been in the film, but because they appeared on the Saturday night, the following day, they didn't go down too well, so it didn't appear in the film.
It's because they were British, they didn't want to get wet.
Yeah, no. And yet Melanie appeared on the film. I think she's some Candle in the Rain. I think that was on the album.
Yeah.
And that was the slot that they should have taken. So they just made a bad decision there.
So
who knows, it could have changed their career forever had they done so.
Yeah, yeah. So way back it seems now, we heard Peter with Peace. And it was Sergio Mendes and the Brazil 66 with a gorgeous and totally different interpretation of Norwegian Wood. Isn't it good? This bird had flown.
Oh, it's amazing. Brazil 66, I mean, they burst into the scene with a load of... I mean, they made Day Tripper, they made lots of things, because the most famous one's probably Fool on the Hill. My all-time favourite of theirs.
Coming up now, and something to investigate, Les, the first band are going to be called The Moon, with a track called Pirate. Then it'll be Kindness, who later changed their name to Smokey with a tune called Light of Love. And then it'll be Syrup with Gentleman Joe's Sidewalk Cafe, which I believe was originally on the B-side of the first Status Quo single.
Once in a past life, a pirate I knew took my ship and he left me forgotten. I tried to find him to take my revenge, but I died as an old man in Scotland. And I finally returned for reprisal. And the pirate is born again also. And to my surprise, he came back as a beautiful. in a past life, a pirate I knew took my ship and he left me forgotten. I tried to find him to take my revenge, but I died as an old man in Scotland. And I finally returned for reprisal.
Choose. She'd take off her shoes.
That was Syrup, Gentleman Joe's Sidewalk Cafe. Must be the first single on Amity Records, OTS 501. In the middle it was Kindness, who would later become Smokey and Light of Love on RCA. And we began with The Moon and Pirate on Liberty. We are listening to some of the 68 singles that were released on the 17th of April 1970. We're locked down in various locations, and Les and I spent, what, about 2 or 3 hours trying to set this week's link up. You see, while you're hearing the music, my dear listener, or two, we can see, me, Les and I can see each other, and we're communicating on some kind of messenger system. It's not Messenger, but it's some kind of Zoom group chat. Zoom. This is far too advanced for my almost 65-year-old brain. In fact, it will be 65 years.
I'm older than you.
In fact, by the time the programme goes out, I'll be 2 days away from my 65th birthday. Let us listen to the current craze. This is Lady Pearl on DRAM Records, and the current craze, Roger Cook and Greener. Were they both called Rogers?
Roger Cook and Roger Greener. Yeah,
they were both Rogers, yes.
Yeah, they were, yeah. Roger.
Before we leave you, there is another single released on Amity Records, and that is by the guy each week with this fabulous voice.
We're just going to go out with the last record, and then we're going to bring on Mr. Chris Bent and his talking horse.
That is the voice of Brian Chalker. This is called Ned Kelly.
Ned Kelly. him long, as prove the children who carry his blood. He was brave, he was fine, loved to have his fun, but destiny played down the line.
Oh, Ned Kelly, he was a hero in his time.
Glen Rowan was his downfall, Glen Rowan was his ruin. Some folks say what he got was his due. Held the people capture in that old hotel.
So that was Brian. Brian Chalker. Yeah, he's I play about two different speeds in case you didn't notice, because it sounded too fast first of all. But that was a Brian Chalker, and I think it was that Brian Chalker. He's got a fantastic voice, perhaps not so fantastic in 1970, but he definitely was into country music. He used to have a country music show on Radio Caroline, and I used to follow him on a Friday night. He was on till midnight. And then I appeared from midnight till 7 in the morning. Now, that is an overnight show. 7 whole hours. It's time to go, Les. We're going to leave you with a superb tune by The Flock and Tired of Waiting.
I think we're all tired of waiting for the end of the lockdown. And listener, stay safe. Stay indoors. You know, it makes sense.
We'll be seeing you.
In the world.
Now, uh-oh, it's the end of a show.
It's the end of a show! Uh-oh! Oh, we've helped you freak. We'd love to stay and play some more.
And we'll see you again
next week.
It's the end of a show!
Uh-oh!
Oh, we've done a bun.
And it has been worthwhile.
We have made you smile,
but now we have to go.
It's the end of a
It's the end of a
show.